At a young age, I loved getting up early on Saturday morning to watch Saturday morning cartoons. I remember setting my alarm to make sure I got up early. After watching the cartoons, I would then have memories of heading into town with my dad, visiting 84 Lumber, and then grabbing a quick breakfast at Wolf's Diner. No wonder I'm a Waffle House fan today. In this episode of Vertical View, I'm going to share my top 10 cartoons from my childhood days. And this ought to be an entertaining episode of Vertical View. So if you're ready, I know I am, let's get vertical. Welcome into the Vertical View. I'm Chris Williams, and today I'm sharing my top 10 cartoons from my childhood days. First, let's establish the years of my childhood. Let's say from 1974-75 till about, 1985 are the years that I really enjoyed getting up and watching those Saturday morning cartoons. I still enjoy them today at 50, but it's so hard to find the ones from my childhood days. I've searched and searched and just can't seem to find the ones I'm looking for. Before I get to my top 10, I'd like to list off 5 honorable mentions of my childhood memories, those cartoons I remember from back in the day. So at number 15, Speed Buggy gets on the list. Speed Buggy, produced by Hanna-Barbera, was a cartoon show highlighted by an orange dune buggy who, alongside teenagers Debbie, Mark, and Tinker, solved mysteries while participating in racing competitions around the world. Coming in an honorable mention slot, number 15, that's Speed Buggy. Continuing on with the honorable mention list, it's number 14, The Great Grape Ape Show. The 40-foot purple gorilla would say, "Grape ape, grape ape," after anything anyone would say. And each time, he would continue to say it, "Grape ape, grape ape." So this Saturday morning cartoon lands at number 14. And on the honorable mention list. Sitting just outside the top 10 is Captain Caveman and the Teenage Angels. At number 11, Captain Caveman had one of my favorite intros in cartoon lore.
Captain Caveman!
Captain Caveman. In at number 11. And now for the top 10 cartoons from my childhood days. Coming in at number 10. Dino-Mutt Dog Wonder. The cartoon centered around a Batman-like superhero named the Blue Falcon. And his assistant was Dino-Mutt. Dino-Mutt was a goofy, clumsy, robotic dog who could do just about anything with his mechanical body. I loved how Dino-Mutt somehow messed everything up, but seemingly he and the Blue Falcon would still catch the villain by the end of the episode. Coming in at number 10, cartoons from my childhood days, number 10, Dino-Mutt and Dog Wonder. Number 9 features the Space Age family living in a utopian future. What a life. Push a button and have your laundry done. Drive a flying saucer as your car. And of course, have a robotic maid named Rosie and a talking dog named Astro. I often dreamed of what a life in space might look like.
Meet George Jetson. His boy. To
Coming in at number 9, you guessed it, it's the Jetsons. Wilma! Number 9 took us into the future, and number 8 takes us back into time. It's the Flintstones, a modern Stone Age family who lived in Bedrock. Fred worked in a quarry, and he would come home to his wife Wilma and daughter Pebbles. Don't forget the neighbors, Barney and Betty, who had an adopted son named, yep, you're right, Bam Bam. Number 8 in my childhood cartoon top 10, they're the Flintstones. If Captain Caveman was one of my favorite theme songs for a cartoon, well then, Hong Kong Phooey definitely is number 1 for me.
Hong Kong Phooey, number 1 super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Chick-chong, tick-chong, tick-a-chack, tick-a-chong, 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 Hong Kong Phooey, terrific!
Hong Kong Phooey is a superhero who used Chinese martial arts to fight crime. I loved how this mild-mannered police station janitor transformed into one of my favorite cartoon superheroes. In at number 7 is Hong Kong Phooey. The 4 fictional teenage superheroes, Leo, Raph, Mike, and Don, made their homes in the sewers of New York City. The Ninja Turtles fought crime of the city while trying to remain unknown by those above on land. It was fun to watch each episode of these mutant turtles, and I found that this cartoon was enjoyed late into my teen years. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes in at number 6. We are into the top 5, and Schoolhouse Rocks starts us out at number 5. Schoolhouse Rock was an animated musical educational short film. It often covered topics such as grammar, science, economics, history, math, civics, and more. Funny, even though Saturday morning was a day off from school, Schoolhouse Rock became one of my top 5 cartoons.
As your body grows bigger,
the mind must flower. It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block. On your favorite Schoolhouse, Schoolhouse Rock.
Number 5, Schoolhouse Rock. Inside the top 5 now, we're at number 4, and it's Super Friends. Super Friends was a team of superheroes and was based on the Justice League. The Super Friends had numerous characters, such as The Flash, Green Lantern, Hawkman and Hawk Girl, and the Wonder Twins, my personal favorite. The core group of 5 heroes which made up the Super Friends was Aquaman, Batman and Robin, Superman, and Wonder Woman. One of my favorite lines from the Wonder Twins, Wonder Twin powers activate. Coming in at number 4, the Super Friends. Created in 1940 by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, Tom and Jerry quickly rose up the cartoon charts for me. The show centered around, well, obviously, Tom and Jerry, and their rivalry between their 2 characters. A sort of cat and mouse game. Tom lived a pretty high life, and his life of grandeur was often interrupted by this mouse named Jerry. Jerry very often won at the end of each of the episodes, after Tom had chased him around and around and around. But I've often wondered, were Tom and Jerry really friends? They would race around and put on a show for us all to be entertained. But I bet once the cameras went off, they laughed gathered together and shared a bite to eat. Maybe some cheese and a glass of milk. Coming in at number 3 of Chris Williams's top 10 childhood cartoons. Yep, The Tom and Jerry Show at number 3.
We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Written by Joe Ruby and Ken Spears. The favorite featured teenagers, Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and their talking dog Scooby-Doo. These meddling kids would drive around in their van, the Mystery Machine, solving mysteries involving supposed supernatural creatures through a series of antics and missteps. Let's be honest, Velma was certainly the brains of this operation. But I love Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. Buddies from another mother, so to speak. I loved how they shared every experience, including eating those 10-decker sandwiches, being scared and running all over the haunted house. Every situation and every supposed ghost, they would often find themselves hiding together, scared. And they'd finally share those Scooby snacks. You could tell the two of them loved each other. If you know me, I've often said, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Is my favorite cartoon of all time. Well, on this list, they're number 2, and I'm about to tell you why. But until then, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Comes in at number 2. Well, we have reached the number 1 slot of my top 10 favorite childhood cartoons. At the number 1 slot, it's Looney Tunes, produced by the Warner Brothers. They introduced characters like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, Wile E. Coyote, The Roadrunner, Sylvester, Tweety, Granny, Yosemite Sam, Froghorn Leghorn, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew, Speedy Gonzales, the Tasmanian Devil, and many more. And the above list of characters is exactly why Looney Tunes tops my list. The sheer mass of characters, stories, and combinations was and continues to be endless. Also, the music was incredible, and sometimes the music told the whole story by itself. Looney Tunes takes the top spot in my childhood cartoons top 10 list. But to quickly recap, at number 10, Dino Mutt Dog Wonder. At number 9, The Jetsons. 8, The Flintstones. Number 7, Hong Kong Phooey. Number 6, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Number 5, Schoolhouse Rock. Number 4, Super Friends. Number 3, Tom and Jerry. Number 2, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And number 1, Looney Tunes. That brings us to the end of another episode of The Vertical View. I hope this episode has brought back memories from your childhood, or will inspire you to check out some of those or these favorites of mine. For The Vertical View, thanks for listening. I'd ask you to subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor, or any place you find your podcasts. I'd also invite you to tell me your top 10 cartoons by connecting via Twitter. I'm at @ @VE_executive. That's @VE_executive. Until next time, we'll see you right back here on the Vertical View.